My name is Josh. For those who don't know me, I'm the youth pastor here at Life Point Church. And we just want to talk a little bit this morning because this morning is an exciting moment for our church family. And first of all, welcome to all of those who are new here or have never been at Life Point before. So glad you guys could be here, especially during this special moment. Because as a church family, we get the awesome moment to celebrate what Christ has been doing in the lives of 11 of our family members here at Life Point up on this stage. And that is awesome. It's so cool to see students and adults here taking steps in their faith journey on the stage and before all of us here at this church. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about what that symbol of baptism means, because I think we talk about this stuff and we have it up here, but I think it's important for us to figure out what all does this mean? Why is this such a cool moment to be a part of? Why can these students and adults stand up here confidently and declare their relationship with God? Because at the core of baptism is all about our relationship with God and about the idea of forgiveness. And I don't know what baggage you guys come up in here with this morning, but I know that for my own self and for people that I've talked to, that we wrestle with this question often of forgiveness. How can I be forgiven? Some of you may have walked in here this morning with baggage of addiction or family issues or things that you've done, and you're walking in here and you're thinking that you came in here and you're like, I'm here to see this person be baptized, but there's nothing to do with God because God and I, we don't see eye to eye, or we don't have a relationship. And for some of you, that may be because you're questioning whether or not you could be forgiven for what you've done or for what we've done. And so I want to talk about that idea of forgiveness this morning and how it comes out in baptism. And to do that, we're going to look at Matthew 3, verses 13 to 17. You can follow along. It says this: Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. So there's this question that pops up in this verse, that if you're reading it, it even pops up in the actual story of the verse. The question is, why does Jesus need to be baptized? I don't know about you, but this always confused me. And it confuses John, right? Because he's like, I don't need to be baptizing you. You need to be baptizing me. Because for John, he'd been baptizing people to repent of their sin. And John knew who Jesus was. And he knew that Jesus didn't need to repent of anything. That Jesus had no sin. That he was the perfect Son of God, the Messiah. And so John's like, why do you need to be baptized? And I love this passage because Jesus just gives this vague answer of to fulfill all righteousness. And according to the story, John's like, sure, bro. Okay, cool. So let's baptize, right? Like that's what happens in this verse. Now, I like to think there was probably more discussion, but that's just me. But this is what we have, right? And so Jesus says this to John. What does Jesus mean by this? Well, I think if we look at who Jesus is and the story of this happening, I think we learn something. See, because Jesus was already right with God, right? Because he is the Son of God. He is perfect. He does not sin. So what is Jesus trying to state here? Well, I think he's showing us what baptism symbolizes, especially after him. And it's this, that baptism is a symbol of being right with God. Because see, Jesus was already right with God. He was perfect. He didn't need to repent of anything. And in this moment, we see through Jesus' actions and the action of God afterwards, is we see Jesus declaring to everyone around him that he is right with God, that he is perfect and sinless and has a perfect relationship with God. Now, if you're tracking with me, your question sitting out here is, that's great, but didn't we just clarify that I'm not perfect? How can we stand up here and be baptized like Jesus was? Because Jesus was perfect, we are not. And see, this is where the hope comes into the story, right? Because the person who was baptized, Jesus Christ, who stood up and was baptized in Matthew 3, who was perfect, had nothing wrong, did nothing wrong. He lived and he died and he rose again for us. See, we can stand up here and say that we are right with God, not because of anything that we have done or because we're being baptized, but we can actually show that we're right with God because of what Jesus did. Because the person who was right with God was baptized. He came, he died, and he lived. for us. See, Romans 3, 23 to 24 says this: "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." See, God loves each and every one of you so much, more than you can ever imagine. And he knew that we can't stand up here and state that we are right with God of our own doing. And so he sent his son to die on the cross and rise again 3 days later for us, for you, so that you could confidently stand up here and say, "I am right with God because of what Christ has done." You could confidently stand up here and say, "I am forgiven because of what Christ has done." This is why this moment is so amazing. Because we can stand up here and say we are right with God because of Jesus. Scripture teaches us that God sees us as Jesus when we put our faith and trust in him. That is our identity. That God has adopted us as a son and daughter of his. And that's why this is such a moment to celebrate, because there are 11 people up here who can confidently get in this water because of what Jesus Christ has done. You know, I think of my own life and my own experience. I was baptized when I was 13. 13 Josh was a mess, okay? 26 Josh is still probably a mess. You just ask a few of our leaders. 13-year-old Josh was a mess. I was baptized at the age of 13 at the church that I had grown up in. And I love when people ask me this question: do I need to get right with God before I'm baptized? Do I need to get my whole life together? Because I love answering this question, because when I was baptized, I did not have my whole life together. I was a 13-year-old kid still struggling with looking at things online that I shouldn't have been looking at. I had told my youth pastor a couple months before I was baptized, but I was still battling with it. I couldn't shake it. Not only that, but when I was 13, 7 months before I was baptized, I had recently just dealt with depression and almost killing myself. And I wasn't through that. I didn't get up in those waters and get baptized because I had my whole life together. I was still battling with depression. I was still battling with the stuff that I was looking at, but I was able to get up in those waters and be baptized because Jesus died for me. And even though the sin I was struggling with in that moment, it meant nothing, because I was right with God and Jesus was gonna help me beat that. And he has faithfully helped me beat those things that I battled with back then. And he keeps faithfully showing me sin that 13-year-old Josh didn't realize he had, okay? So Jesus is constantly working in my life. But I remember getting there and confidently being baptized and getting up, being cheered by the people who loved me, my youth pastor, my family at the youth group, and my family that, you know, birthed me, okay? Cheering me on as I got out of those waters. I could be confident that I was right with God, that I was forgiven. And these guys getting up right now can be confident that they are forgiven because of Jesus. And you can be confident that if you come to Jesus in faith, you will be forgiven.